Chazor zeichen nishm so bach ches geschlagen und beim Yehuda misach ze Eivin daf yud ches. Perik oisen pasen, perik sheni. Talk the Mishnah b'siyata d'shmai, we can enclose an area around the wells in Rosh Hashanah to permit drawing water from that well on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says we may do so by placing four double boards, L-shaped boards at the four corners. The four boards look like eight boards because each one is an L board. Rabbi Meir says it must be eight boards that look like 12 boards. The four double boards, which themselves look like eight, plus four additional straight boards on each side. One on each side. The height of these boards must be 10 tefachim. The width of the board must be 1 amma. And the thickness can be any, even a minute amount. Or Meir says, in between the double boards, there can be as much room as is needed to fit two teams of oxen, three oxen to each team. Behuda says, we may leave enough room for two teams of four oxen each. The space left is for teams of oxen where the oxen are tied together, not loose, and for the teams that are traveling in opposite directions. The minimum area that the enclosure around the well must be is large enough to fit the head and most of the body of the cow to enter in the area and drink. It's mutter to increase the enclosed area as much as needed, as long as boards are added to ensure that the opening between the boards never exceeds the allowable amount, according to Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the enclosed area may be increased by to a maximum of two base saw. The Rabbanan says Rabbi Yehuda, the limit of two base saw is only for an enclosed area like a garden or a karfif, an area not enclosed for living purposes, but an area enclosed to allow animals to fertilize or as a corral or as a backyard or a courtyard may even be as large as 5 or 10 base corn. Therefore, an area enclosed for a well would be the same and it can be increased to any amount needed as long as the boards are added so that no opening exceeds the allowable width. Rekhtim, our Mishnah seems to disagree with Hananya, who says in a brisa that you're allowed to enclose a bar, a watering hole, with strings, but not with boards. It could be, Zok Gemara, that a bar is treated one way, and Hananya would agree with our Mishnah regarding a be'er, a well, that it may be enclosed with boards. Rekhtim, our Mishnah seems to disagree with Rabbi Kiva, who says in a Mishnah that a public well, a public bar, and a private well may be enclosed with boards, but a private bar must be enclosed with full walls. Our Mishnah only allows using boards for wells, not for any type of bar. Where it says our Mishnah agrees that a public bar can be enclosed with boards. The reason it doesn't mention is because it only mentions a well whose halacha doesn't vary whether it's public or private. However, a bar which has different halacha depending whether it's public or private is not discussed in our Mishnah. Rekhtim, our Mishnah seems to disagree with Rabbi Huda ben Bava, who says in a Mishnah that boards may only be used to enclose a public well, and yet our Mishnah says that wells, which would include private wells may be enclosed with boards. Our Mishnah may agree that only public wells may be enclosed. It uses the plural wells because it refers to public wells in general, but it's not meant to include private wells. What does the yumdun mean? Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar says it means two boards, diu amudim, an L board. So on a Mishnah that refers to the yufra figs, and Ula explains the yufra, same idea, it produces fruit twice a year. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar says Hashem created Adam with diu parts of two forms, a male form on one side, a female on the other side. Rav and Shmuel argue. One says Hashem created two forms. The other says Hashem created Adam with a tail. He later made it into Chava. Pasuk says Ocher v'Kedem Tzartoni. It makes sense if he created two forms. If it was just a tail, what does it mean that the one was behind? Rami explains. The pasuk means that there was an Ocher last to be created and Kedem first to be punished. That at the time of the Mabul, man was last to be created among creation and first to be punished at the time of the Mabul. Pasuk says Vayitzar with two yuds. Makes sense if he created two forms. But if it was just a tail, why the two yuds? We can answer like Hashem and Pazi, who says it refers to the double-edged sword that a person faces every day. Yitzhari gives him a taiva for our various, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him if he follows those taivas. Pasuk says, Zachar unikeva baram. It was only a tale. What does the pasuk mean? Ravo explains that Hashem had a thought, kaviyachal, to create them separately, but then he created just Adam and had Chava come from Adam so that man and woman should be one inseparable entity, not two unique entities. Pasuk says, Vayiskar Basar Tachten, if there were two forms, new Basar had to be put to put where there used to be another form. It was just a tail. What does that mean? Mar says, yeah, right there where the tail was cut off and needed a new Basar. If it was a tail, what does it mean? It makes sense that it had to be built by Yiven. But if it was already two forms, what does it mean by Yiven? It means that Abisha braided Chava's hair to make her attractive to Adam. Chizah says Hashem built Chava like a storehouse, narrow on top, wide on the bottom, so that her body should be able to carry a child during pregnancy. Pasuk says, Vayiviel, Adam Hashem acted as the arranger and guarantor for the wedding. This teaches that a person should try to get involved in such arrangements. According to the view, Hashem created two forms. Which form works in the front? Rav Nachman Beitzchak says, Adam walked in front because you're not supposed to walk behind a woman. I says, a person who gives money to a woman slowly so they can look at her will be suffering Gehenna, even if he's otherwise full of Torah, Maisim, Tovim. Nachman says that Manoach Shimshon's father was an Am Arz because the pasuk tells Vayelach Manoach Acharei Ishto, he followed her. Rav Nachman Beitzchak says, it says in similar pesukim by Lekana and Elisha, and it says it means they followed the advice of a woman. So by Manoach, it can mean the same thing as well. Rav Ashi says this concept can be seen from Rivka as well because it says she followed Eliezer, not the other way around. And says, rather go behind a lion than behind a woman rather than behind a vayazara, rather than behind a shul while the tzibur is davening. But walking behind a shul is not a problem if you're carrying something, if there's another door, if you're riding an animal, if you're wearing tefillin, because it shows you're not shunning tefillah. Yirmiyah ben Elazar says, all the 130 years that Adam was in Chayim for having eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he bore spirits and shadim. Gemara Braisa says, Adam was extremely righteous that when he saw that he wrote about death to the world, he fasted for 130 years, was not with his wife for 130 years, and wrapped thorny branches around himself for 130 years. If so, how could he have given birth to spirits? Gemara says, they came about through the zera that was released from him involuntarily. The Yom HaMelech says we only partially praise a person in his presence, not fully, like we see from Noach. Hashem more extensively praised him, not in his presence. The Yom HaMelech says the dove came back to the table with an olive branch in his hand. The dove was saying to Hashem, I rather eat bitter food directly from you rather than having sweet food from the hand of man. The Yom HaMelech says the pasuk teaches that a pasuk teaches us that a house from which Torah is learned in at night will never be destroyed. Rabbi Yehuda says, from the day of the Churban HaBayis, we no longer say the four-letter name of Hashem. We use Ka, two-letter name of Hashem, like the pasuk says, Ka Neshama Tehalal Ka. Rabbi Yehuda says, when Bavel was cursed, his neighbors were cursed. However, when Shemron was cursed, his neighbors were blessed.